Let's do it. One section.
Okay, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 3 o'clock agendaized item, and it's continuation of a public hearing to consider the preliminary plat and irrigation and drainage plan for Aslam Meadow subdivision, case number SD2021-0039. This hearing is continued from 11/19/24. So if staff would kind of give us a little of the past and why we're here today.
Yes, Mr. Chair. This is for an 18-lot subdivision on parcel number R35590 called Allison Meadows. I'll put the plat back up there just so it gives you kind of a refresher. So when we were here on November 19th, there was some discussion because we were talking about the requirements from the city of Caldwell because they are in the area of city impact for Caldwell. And there were several requirements that the city would like. They would like for them to follow certain parts of their subdivision ordinance. Originally, they had wanted them to go ahead and pay to hook up for city services for water. There's some requirements for putting in, I believe it was a dry line for future septic expansion. Curb gutter sidewalk, those kind of things. During the process of the rezone, there was a condition put in place, and I'll pull those conditions up for that development agreement. And the third one there says the applicant will comply with the proposed conditions of the City of Caldwell Engineering and the Director of the City of Caldwell Planning and Zoning Department letters as seen in, and this was from the rezone. So they're a little bit different. The exhibits are a little bit different. But then it was Exhibit D, Attachment 7F and 7G, with the exception of the requirement connecting to the public water system, which is waived. So at that time, that was all that the applicant was asking for, was to waive that connection to the water. During the process of the subdivision coming through, while at P&Z and prior to, the applicant is a new applicant. The former applicant had retired, so they finished the rezone part, but Mr. Butler is representing them for the subdivision and asked for a waiver of the requirements for the subdivision. And P&Z was on board with that, and actually in their recommendation and in their FCOs said that all of city service, all of city requirements were waived in the entirety. And then we had discussion on the 19th that there is a development agreement in place and that we have to follow, abide by what's in the development agreement, unless the applicant would want to come back to do a modification. And I, Carl and I got together with Zach Wesley and discussed what needed to be done. And so the options for the applicant today is for them to put this, we could continue this application to a date uncertain, the subdivision itself. The applicant can apply for a development agreement modification. And once that modification is completed, then we could complete the subdivision application. The you can make the decision at that point.
Okay.
Does that catch you up? Do we have any questions?
Zach, did we, is there any other details you want to enumerate?
Chairman, thank you. I think that sort of captures the discussion that we had. We're sort of between a rock and a hard place with the development agreement written the way it was a year ago, and the property owner at that time agreeing to those conditions. If you were to approve the plat and to waive the City of Caldwell conditions now on the plat, it would be out of compliance with the development agreement. Someone could later come forward, trigger a complaint, We'd have to go potentially through a public hearing process where the zoning could be revoked. And that's the problem that's created by this conflict. And so I think the options are, as Michelle said, either table this plat for now and come back for an amendment on the development agreement, which could be done in just one hearing with the board, which we could also have this table to that point and maybe do them both at one time. Or option two, the developer can go forward and to meet the requirements of the development agreement and get a plat approved under those conditions today.
Okay. I think that the public hearing made it pretty clear that they like their rural lifestyle, and this seemed to fly in the face of that. So,
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I have comments, but I'm not so sure. I guess I'm a little murky on if I can make those and not get us into hot water. I mean, this is not a public hearing, right? We could go into an executive session, ask legal counsel questions before I air my questions out onto the open record.
Absolutely.
We could do that.
It'd be real quick, so it's not like.
Okay.
Which legal counsel are you at?
It's down at F or something like that.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that pursuant to authority granted by Idaho Code 74206, subsection 1, section F, to communicate with legal counsel. That we enter into executive session.
Okay. And you gave the letter?
Yes, F.
Okay. F, all right. Okay, motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
You, Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
And Brad Holton, Commissioner, says yes. So we will be in recess for a short time in executive session then.